The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Michael Straw, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dawn?
I'm doing great, my friend. Thanks for being here today. So I wanted to, can you just update? We had all those great events that you hosted, and you and some of the GOP committees in Delaware County. And, of course, you're the chairman of the Media Bureau Republican Committee there. Great events. I'm sorry that I couldn't attend the big celebration, the victory tour, taking the victory lap, if you will. I'm sorry I couldn't make it with you and Val and everybody, but congratulations.
Well, thank you. And it was really fun. But unfortunately, our Delaware County Council chose to, rain on our parade in December with a massive tax hike for all Delaware County residents.
Yeah, and so what's going on? Because there's a back and forth that, and we played some of those meeting, the audio and video from some of those very passionate meetings with a lot of residents, even I think some Democrats are saying, what tax, income tax, taxes are going up again. And so I think people felt bamboozled. There have been pushes and at least one court victory then to say, no, you can't do this, not so fast. So what's the latest here, Michael Straw, as we look toward at least the income tax being implemented in Delco?
Well, so income taxes are currently being implemented throughout different municipalities in Delaware County. Upper Providence is a great example. Currently, Media Borough has always had one because we do have lower property taxes and the income tax supplements it. But there are many other municipalities where the income tax is coming into play where they're adding on essentially like in Upper Providence and whatnot. And some of them are being added on as excuses. Upper Providence, from what I heard, it was an excuse to say that there was a shortfall all the way back when the Republicans were in control of the council, which, from what I understand, is simply just not true. And but either way, the Upper Providence Council has passed an earned income tax, from what I understand.
So can I just want to clarify something, Michael. So I had reported, and this was mid-December, and that's what so the Delaware County Council approves that whopping 23% increase for 2025. That's on top of, and just correct me if I'm wrong, that's on top of, there was an increase the previous year, there are a lot of different taxes, so I just want to go through it. So that's for everybody, right? The 23%
yes,
on top
for-
of, okay.
Yes, but that's for property tax. So
okay.
The county council, there was a 5% tax increase previously in the previous year. And then the county council voted to pass a 23% property tax increase
for this year?
This past year. And from what I could see, they're trying to celebrate the fact that it wasn't 28%, which was going to be the original tax increase.
Saved you 5%. Kathy Hochul. That's what she does in New York.
Right. We could put heavy quotes on that because in reality, when you look at the budget, they are supplementing their budget revenues with millions of COVID dollars, rainy day funds, and now another $8.5 million or so in money from transfers, which we don't even know where this money is coming from. So really, they didn't save us any money in this tax increase because it's just going to come back next year.
So it was about 23.8% tax increase. That's going into effect. And that's for everybody in Delaware County. The previous year, it's about 5%. And so you're paying a whole lot more. That's for everybody in Delaware County. But then on top of all of these property tax increases, who pays or who's facing these income taxes that are happening?
Right. So at the moment, Upper Providence, from what I understand, is the only municipality this year that will face it, along with any other municipality that already had it. Thankfully, Upper Darby will not be implementing it this year because of the ruling that occurred from last year in regards to how that income tax was passed. And there was rumor, from what I heard, that Nether Providence might be considering it as well. So at the moment, Upper Providence is the latest town that has implemented it.
And so the bottom line on this one, Michael Straw, just to accentuate this, is that for Upper Darby and Delco, they won't have it's only because the residents were infuriated by that. They took it to court, and a judge said, in fact, there were violations in the process, the legal, lawful process by which they would raise that income tax. Presumably, what I'm hearing from residents is they're going to go back and they're going to do this lawfully, but it looks like next year they're going to have this. Is that your read on this as well? Okay.
Yes, that's my read on it. And so good on the residents for holding their government accountable and at the very least staving off a tax for another year. But it does sound as if Upper Darby is going to move forward with it next year, which on top of another property tax increase from the county, it's just not going to be good for Delaware County residents.
And so, you know, when we look at this, and I remember a day, and you probably do too, where Delaware County, Montgomery County, all the so-called collar counties of Philadelphia were all red. They were all Republican. Now we've seen a change in that. And obviously now this is, as the Democrats go, just watch for higher taxes. I mean, that's just a fact. 855-839-1210, if you can prove I'm wrong on that one. And these are not just small incremental taxes. These are, 23.8%. I don't find anybody who could say, oh, well, that's small. Then on top of it, Michael Straw, when we consider the fact that these tax hikes are on top of the fact that they're tapping into what should be reserves. And so... Yeah. This is another reason for concern. So my question to you, Michael Straw, what is costing so much more? And the one thing I can think of, and just please, you know, clarify this for us and detail it for us. The one thing I can think about it is that in Delaware County, for example, there are some newly created bureaucracies. There's a newly created health department, for example. So what are these new expenditures that were created that are costing the homeowners, the taxpayers, so not just homeowners if you're in one of those municipalities where you do have the income tax?
Oh, yes. So our newly created health department, some of the, you know, grand expenditures that we get to pay for as Delaware County residents include vending machines outside of the Delaware County Courthouse that have condoms and COVID tests in them, and we get to pay for an electric vehicle fleet that is solely for the health department, and that's so they can drive around and basically do what they do best, which is provide more condoms for individuals across the county. That's basically it. And on top of that, a free yoga program in Yadin.
Is it hot yoga?
You know,
I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm just teasing.
No, I don't, you know, I haven't tried it out. But, you know, so in the end of the day, I mean, you know, so if you're on the other side of the county, you know, it would seem wiser to simply just open up YouTube and watch tutorials on yoga than to drive all the way to Yadin to access your free yoga.
Now, I will say, I think those EVs, weren't they part? They were part of a state grant, right? I believe.
Yeah.
And maybe that was fueled also because remember when the then Vice President Kamala Harris came here and was traveling the country talking about EVs and all of the federal grants, and it's trickled down to the, you know, state level and that sort of thing. But, you know, to your point, what they're spending money on, and it's a common theme for whatever reason, because we keep hearing about the condom spending that we, what was the number that, I think Caroline Leavitt talked about this yesterday, that we give like $50 million for condoms somewhere in, was it Africa or, I don't know, another continent. What is up with that, with free condoms that, and much like we hear about the toilet seat, the cost, your average toilet seat's what, $20 to $40 if you go to Home Depot. But for some reason, these things, if the government is involved, the condom that costs, you know, like, I don't know, $1, all of a sudden it's $10. What is happening here?
It beats me. And it's apparently one of the few metrics that we can look at as to the productivity of our health department. And by the way, I do have to mention that although they got the EV vehicles via a grant, we still have to maintain these vehicles and this fleet. And we also, as far as I'm aware, the charging stations were not via grant. We had to build those charging stations, which are now on a parking lot in Media Borough, which used to be a parking deck and has now created a parking issue in the borough because we have less parking spaces than we originally had with the parking deck. So just creating more issues.
Yes. So the bottom line here is, and I have an affinity, as you well know, Michael, I love Delaware County. And Larry and I were married, St. Philomena's. We've talked about this before. Love Delco. And it is right there, you know, up against West Philadelphia. And I've talked to so many members of law enforcement who have said in Delaware County, you know, they're kind of, Delco kind of holds that line. And yet, if you're in Delaware County, these are beautiful neighborhoods. My husband was born and raised in Lansdowne. And you can see the city skyline. It's so accessible to the city. It's a beautiful place, a really a wonderful place with so much rich history. And so a piece of this is, as we think about Delaware County and just saving Delco, what do you see here with what's happening? And thinking back to Trump Force 47 meetings where so many people and former Democrats said they're not really political people, Michael, but they just want to make sure that we save and preserve what's beautiful, what's great about Delaware County, that it is a great place to raise a family or not, or just as a single person who wants to work and live and not face crime or all these high costs. You know, what can people do to stay activated, to make sure that we're aware that there is transparency and that we can make sure that Delaware County and its beauty and all that's great about Delco is preserved?
So I would recommend two things to all of your listeners. One, follow the Delaware County Council meetings. They happen on the first and third Wednesday of each month. If you can get to the meeting, get to it and watch and listen to your county government. The Delaware County Council has grown this government by over 25% in the past 5 years, from 21 now to in that budget to 2025. Get to your county council meetings and understand what is happening, because the Delaware County Council just increased your taxes by 23.8% this year, 5% the previous year, and with the budget essentially being filled with COVID dollars and rainy day funds and transfers from where we don't even know where the money is being transferred from, there's likely going to be another budget gap this go round, mm-hmm. which would require most likely another tax increase. And the other thing that I think that your listeners should do is get involved with your local Republican Party. Yeah. Contact the Delaware County Republican Party. Get involved. I have seen so many people reach out to me and to other friends like Val Bianconello, who have, you know, gotten involved now with the county party because of this latest tax increase that the county government has passed. Because I think a lot of people are opening their eyes and seeing that This Delaware County Council is out of control in terms of spending and in terms of how it feels towards its residents. I do want to mention that the Delaware County Council this past 2 meetings ago changed its public comment period. It took away 3 minutes of public comment. We used to have 6 minutes to be able to speak to the council, mm-hmm. 3 minutes in the beginning and 3 minutes at the end. The council has removed 3 of those minutes.
Well, and that was part of why the judge agreed with the community that they didn't have transparency and all of that. So I'm glad that the judge ruled that way. Thank you, Michael Straw.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.